Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I am Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in 1 Peter chapter 2 today, looking at a new section that covers verses 21 through 25 of chapter 2 of 1 Peter. This is our first study of that section about Jesus, our example in suffering. And in verse 21 is where he's going to have this transition to Jesus as our example. But he says in verse 21, that's who we need to be looking to as we suffer. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps.
Yeah, so Christ is going to be this example of suffering unjustly that he's been talking about, how that we should be ones who are willing to suffer unjustly, and then uses Christ as an example. He left us an example, he says, that you might follow in his steps. If there was anyone who was ever able to say, I don't deserve this, it'd have been Jesus, mm-hmm. right? If there was ever anyone to be able to say, I'm too good for this, that there's no reason, I don't deserve it, that there's no reason I should be able to be forced into this situation, that would have been Jesus. But that's not who he was. And you can look at Jesus' example even at the Garden of Gethsemane, and he asked, if there's another way, let it be that way. But even you can see that and tell he didn't want to go through with it, but he knew that was God's will, and he still went through that process, which goes back to that
submission we've been talking about.
It's not my will, but yours. Wanted to do. No one would have wanted to go through what he went through, but he was willing to, and it was counted as grace, for our sakes. And so he says, "Listen, if you've got to suffer unjustly, use Christ as an example of someone who's already done it for you." That gives you some motivation to
yeah. And in the context, it's you're doing good for this unjust master. He's talking to servants, but it's interesting. He starts the verse off by saying, "To this you have been called," or "You've been called for this purpose." Some translations say, and I don't think he's talking about suffering. We haven't been called to suffer. What we've been called to do is to do good. If you go back to verse 20, even when you do good and suffer, we've been called to do good. Now, that may mean suffering, may not, but even if it means suffering, we're called to the purpose of doing good. So you hit verse 21, and it really starts hitting home. I mean, it's, punch in the gut moment here of, well, I don't feel like it, or he's a bad boss, or I don't deserve it, or I deserve better, or whatever. And then he says, well, just do it like Jesus would do. Okay, well, back whenever I was in high school is when they came out with the WWJD little bracelets. You know, what would Jesus do? Well, what Jesus would do is do good, mm-hmm. even if it meant suffering, and that's what he did. Did Jesus get treated unjustly?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what did he do? He endured and did what was right. We sing the song, he could have called 10,000 angels. The Bible actually says he could have called more than 10,000 angels. But anyway, but I have a feeling from what we see of angels, if he'd have just called one, that would have been enough.
Yeah.
He could have called, but did he? Well, no. Did he have the right to? Yeah, but he didn't. And what he did do was he patiently endured the suffering. And that, if you go back and remember what he said earlier in this chapter, that's the cornerstone that God set in Zion, is the one that patiently endured and suffered even when he didn't deserve it.
I don't know about you, but those are two of the hardest words to put together, is patiently endure. You know, I can endure, but not for long. And I can be patient, or I can have patience, but not whenever I'm having to endure.
Kind of like civil war. It's an oxymoron, it seems like.
The two of the hardest words to put together is patiently endure. But I think that personifies so much of what Christ went through. Mm-hmm. You talked about how, for to this you've been called, just in this verse, we're certainly called at the end of the verse that we would follow in his steps. We're certainly called to be imitators of Christ and to follow in his steps. Well, the steps that he went through is to suffer for you.
Yep.
And so if we're following that train of thought, if he suffered for you, and the example is that you're suffering for people who've been treating you unjustly, well, through my sin, at some level, we've treated Christ unjustly in that he didn't deserve to be put through what he was put through, but he went through it because of our sin and because we needed that redemption. And there's a motivation there that says, well, Christ did it for you, mm-hmm. whenever you certainly didn't deserve it. And you know what you've done wrong. You know how you've been unjust. And so if Christ can do it for you, you can do it for someone else.
Yeah. And for him.
Yeah. And certainly for him. Yeah.
Following him.
Following in his steps.
So how do we do that? How do we follow in his steps and suffer like Jesus did? Well, it's a cool couple of verses that follow, because he's actually going to give us a list to follow in verses 22 and 23. And we'll talk about that when we come back to study together on Scripture Spotlight. We hope that you will like, share, comment, subscribe. You'll tell others about this podcast. We hope that you'll dig further into 1 Peter, and that you'll dedicate 5 to 10 minutes with us every day to study along with us. Maybe that's while you're driving to work, or while you're getting ready for school, or maybe it's at your coffee break, or whenever you've got a little bit of time, that you'll spend that with us as we dig into God's Word to find the message that he has there for us so that we can apply it to our lives. And that's what we care about. We have that tagline, but it's not about proving our point, but it's rather what does the Bible say? What's God's message for us? And so we hope that you'll study with us next time on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.